United States President Donald Trump says he hopes his country will not go to war with Iran as tensions between the two countries escalate. US ally Saudi Arabia has now accused Iran of ordering the bombing of a key oil pipeline, and there are suggestions an Iranian-backed group was behind a recent attack on oil tankers in the United Arab Emirates. Iran says it doesn't want a confrontation and has accused extremist officials in the White House of pushing for war. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Mr. President, are we going to war with Iran? I hope not.
With those three words, "I hope not," Donald Trump has done little to dispel fears of an imminent military confrontation between the US and Iran. The president was meeting his Swiss counterpart to discuss the situation in the Middle East. Switzerland handles formal communications between the US and Iran, which don't have diplomatic relations with each other. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the United States is trying to pressure Iran's government.
We'd like to see some behavioral change come from them. We're going to continue the maximum pressure, and that, as the president has said, if they take action, they're not going to like what he does in response. They're not going to be happy.
U.S. allies in the Middle East are also increasing the pressure. A Saudi prince blamed Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen for the bombing of a key oil pipeline, and a newspaper close to the Saudi royal family urged the U.S. to conduct so-called surgical strikes on targets in Iran. Officials in the United Arab Emirates have suggested Iran may have been behind the sabotage of four oil tankers on Sunday. But Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, says his country is not seeking a confrontation with the U.S. As evidence of Iran's goodwill, he cited the country's continued cooperation with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, the restrictions on Iran's nuclear program, which the U.S. withdrew from 1 year ago.
We believe that escalation by the United States is unacceptable and uncalled for. We have exercised maximum restraint, as you pointed out, in spite of the fact that the United States withdrew from JCPOA last May. We remain committed to JCPOA.
Since withdrawing from the nuclear deal, the U.S. has imposed punishing sanctions on Iran, restricting its ability to sell oil or trade with Europe. Nevertheless, the U.S. and some of its allies, such as Israel, have accused Iran of precipitating the current escalation. Ephraim Inbar is the president of the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security.
The Iranians are trying to use some brinkmanship in order to force a reassessment of Western policies, be it the United States, or they also threatened the Europeans that unless they give them some money, they will leave the JCPOA. So this is a clear Iranian attempt to rock the boat.
But most analysts believe neither Iran nor the US actually want to fight. They suggest both are trying to strengthen their positions before they agree to talks on renegotiating the nuclear deal, which the US would like to include unaddressed issues such as Iran's ballistic missile program. The danger is if an Iranian-backed group, such as the powerful Shiite militias in Iraq or Hezbollah in Lebanon, miscalculates and sparks a broader confrontation. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for The World Today.